welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome to the 14th episode of Farm Chatter. Today, we've invited some guests into the studio. Not our usual cat guests, although I think there are a couple of those roaming around. But we have our advisory board with us today. So welcome, ladies. And would you each like to introduce yourselves?
Yes. Okay. I'll start. I'm Martha Brown, and it's great to be here. I grew up in Western North Carolina and spent my career in higher education at Eastern Illinois University.
Go EIU.
Yay, yay. And am now retired and love to garden and wonder why I didn't do that to begin with, but have known Donna and Julia for many years and treasure their friendship and am excited about what they're doing here at Five Feline Farm and excited to be part of the team.
Great. Thank you. How about you, Cheryl?
Hi, I'm Cheryl Burkhead, and I am not a gardener, but I have great friends who are, and so I have found my niche in that I love to photograph things, and so photographing vegetables is just as good as anything else, and these guys grow some pretty good-looking vegetables. So I'm from Central Illinois. Decatur's my hometown. And so I've never strayed too far away from home and got my degrees at Illinois State University. And now I'm an EIU retiree.
Go EIU.
Yeah.
Go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Well, we really appreciate your time this evening to record with us. And we would like for you to share with our listeners a little bit about your role in our advisory board and where you see yourselves in that role.
Well, I think of my role as being whatever help I can be to this enterprise. And I'm excited to do that. So really whatever Donna and Julia are focused on and whatever their goals are, I see our role is to help them in whatever way we can to achieve those goals.
Yeah, I think that sums it up well. And I, again, not an expert in gardening, but I think what I feel like my particular role is to help bring creativity and creative ideas to the vision that they have. And as their vision changes, then creative ideas kind of just flow with that. And it's really a lot of fun.
Oh, we've definitely had a lot of fun.
We've had a lot of fun, but seriously, which that doesn't come from me real often, but seriously, we do appreciate them so much, and they help keep us accountable. They give us some great ideas. They give us real feedback. They tell us when we're doing something that maybe we need to change what we're doing or think of it from a different way.
And that's really something that has helped us and that we highly recommend to others who are going into business for themselves is to find one or two people that you trust and that you can be vulnerable with and that really care enough about you and your success to give you that honest feedback. So that has been something very helpful to us, and we certainly appreciate that.
Yes, we do. So why did you agree to do this?
I ask myself that
great.
Often and then just move on to
good
something
plan.
Else. But I'm certainly glad I did.
Well, I just don't have anything else to do. And these guys are a lot of fun. And so we look forward to getting together with them. Sometimes we go to really cool places to have our meetings. I like to go places.
Yeah.
We have done some nice little excursions in the name of advisory board meetings.
Yes.
So, and that's another little tip. You can have some fun and call it a board meeting.
Right, absolutely.
As our advisory board, and as you help us find our way in this, where do you see this business venture in the next 1 year, 3 year, 5 years?
I want to see this business be wherever you want it to be. And I think those goals, the vision that you have, that's my role, is to help you reach that vision, see that come to reality. And those things can change. Life circumstances change. Things that you thought this is a great idea turn out to not be a great idea. So I see our role as, why are you doing this? Are you sure you want to do this? This doesn't seem to fit the vision to me. Do you tell me how it fits? Is to just be there to question, to encourage, and help you get where you want to get.
And I want to interject just for a minute and say that every board should have a Martha. We all need a Martha. Martha challenges us. That's kind of her role. And Cheryl does too. Cheryl has a different, she has a different role.
Comic
and we'll
relief.
Talk about that. but Martha challenges us. And she does it in a gentle way, but a firm way. And it's important. And I think it really helps in terms of keeping us focused on what we're all about. So we all need a Martha.
We do. And I certainly could go off in a variety of tangents and need reined in periodically. Where do you see this business in 1 year, 3 year, 5 year?
Honestly, I've tried to think about that. And I really don't have an idea. I think what I feel like, and my place in this venture is to help facilitate your vision. And at this point, I think your vision is still in process of becoming. So I don't know that anything definitive has been said exactly where you're going. I don't know that you even want to confine yourself to a definitive direction, and yet you are going somewhere. And I know that you are, and it is a positive thing. And I'm pleased and proud to be along for the ride and to offer input whenever it's appropriate.
Okay, and so we all need a Cheryl. And Cheryl is our encourager. Cheryl always has the right words to say when, you know, sometimes you get a little down. We know that Cheryl's going to always have something encouraging and positive for us. She leaves us nice little gifts every once in a while and just something to brighten our day. So we also all need a Cheryl.
Whew, job security.
Yes, yes. I think you all have a place on the board as long as you choose to accept the assignment.
Yay.
Another story we wanted to share with our listeners is about how the four of us came together one evening over a delicious meal and perhaps an adult beverage. And
or two.
Yes.
Or three. And maybe four.
Oh, no.
We did drive home.
We did. So it was
fun. Over a long period of time.
But it was
though.
A productive drive, if I remember.
It was a productive drive. And we were at a moment where we were starting these new products for the farm. And we had put together a lip balm. We have honeybees, as most of you know by now. And part of the harvest, one of the byproducts of harvesting honey, is the wax cappings. So we had wax available. And we wanted to have a distinctive name for that product. Obviously, we can't use chapstick. That's a given. But we wanted to make this a distinctive product. And out of that time, together, we came up with a name. Now, I know my version of this story, which may or may not have a close relationship with the truth. I'd like to hear your version, and I'm sure our listeners would like to hear it too.
Somewhere I have a picture of a chicken. I know that.
There was a chicken. I forgot about the chicken.
There were birds and chickens.
I forgot about the chicken.
Somehow the beak became a focus.
Later did I realize was a significant title.
It was very significant.
I was thinking of that old chicken's beak. I don't know why.
So it got kind of silly.
Kind of.
Yeah. So silly. Imagine us all talking about chickens. And I think Martha even wrote out B-E-A-K, balm. She kind of motioned like a chicken beak.
Yeah.
And, kind of like your lips. And so it got kind of silly. But the more we talked about it, it's like beekeepers are called beaks, B-E-E-K, for short.
Who knew? I didn't know.
It was perfect.
So the beak balm was born.
Out of Andrews.
Andrews at the Westbrook.
Yes.
So if you ever see the four of us there... You'll know
it's a business meeting.
It's a board meeting.
It's a board meeting, yep. And we're not bored, and we are coming up with something.
That's right.
Martha and Cheryl have helped us select other names for things, like the name of this podcast was we took submissions, and they helped us select the name out of all these wonderful submissions, and also the Farm Fresh Mercantile was another suggested name that they helped us filter through.
That was a great meeting.
Yes. We are just about at the end of our time for this podcast. Do you have any final words of board wisdom?
Not all great ideas make it, into reality.
We've had some great ideas.
Other things that are, the others
that's
have yet
podcast.
To catch up, but that's another podcast, like
yes.
Chicken capes
and
just a variety of great ideas. So stay tuned.
Yes.
There are more to come.
I think the time's up there, Mar.
I think the time's up for this podcast. So on that note, until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Aloha.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.